This is Philip Fletcher Bell, 1635 Wisconsin Avenue, Washington, D.C.
What I think is of importance to discover is what it was you were doing in Washington in 34 and 35 prior to the emergence of the Federal Art Project under the WPA.
Well, I was painting a huge mural painting.
Were you?
For McKinley High School library with some 120 feet of running walls length, and it was about 8 feet high.
Was this under the Treasury Department or under the local?
It was under several things.
Yeah.
It started out at the very beginning. They had different names for them.
Yes.
And it's kept changing its name.
Yes, it was the Federal Emergency Relief Administration, and then there was the Civil Works Administration.
That's right. I came under that at one time.
Yes.
And then it came under both of those, I think, at one time.
Yes.
I was stuck in the middle of it, and I had to be rescued and to finish it.
And it's at this juncture that the...
It took 2 years to do that.
Took 2 years. Do you have a...
part-time work.
Did you have to, present a design or a sketch?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. What was the procedure, do you remember? Of getting it accepted, was there a group to which you had to submit this?
Well, I was among several, or among a small group selected to do this work in the schools.
I see.
And Duncan Phillips headed the committee, as I recall.
Uh-huh.
And Olin Dowes was... Oh, wait a minute, he wasn't on it. He was in the Treasury...
Project. Yeah.
Well, I was on the Treasury Project painting easel paintings for a good while. And then I was shifted to WPA as an artist.
As an artist.
And because of my background, I was picked from the project as an artist to be a supervisor.
Uh-huh.
And to head up the Children's Arts Gallery, it was called at that time. It was an experiment in children's art education. These art centers were set up all over the country, but the one here in the district was a unique adventure in that it dealt with children.
Mm-hmm.
And it centered on a gallery which exhibited children's work. And the project itself had all the artists working as teachers in the various public and semi-public organizations around town of social nature.
Do you know,
including St. Elizabeth's.
Yes. Do you know the emergence of the idea for art centers? How this was sparked? I'm aware of the fact that under the Art Project there were any number of regional variations, and where the pattern of work done was, in a sense, tailored to those that were in the local area.
Whose idea it was, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but I presume somebody advised the president on it.
Mm-hmm.
Who it was to give it this form, I don't know. Now, the whole art. Aid to art idea was a man named Bruce. Edward Bruce, who was a friend of the president's,
mm-hmm.
and whom I met and when I first started out to do the mural.
Yes. When you were made a supervisor here in the area, this involved what, a team over which you had to...
I think top employment on our little project.